Hi, welcome to P5's poster presentation. My name is Luke, along with my teammates Han, Christine, Linda, Shirley, Kevin, Johnny, and Jason. We'll be presenting to you hydrogen production from landfill gas. Our plant is located in Delta Vancouver, where we seize the opportunity of utilizing the landfill gas from Vancouver landfill to produce high purity hydrogen through steam methane reforming and water gas shift reactions. Hydrogen fuel cell vehicles are becoming increasingly popular as government pledged to restrict the sale of internal combustion engine vehicles. As such, the demand for hydrogen will increase to 266 megatons by 2030, and BC government has strong incentive because of BC Zero Emissions Vehicle Act. If now I can draw your attention to the middle of our poster, where we're going to go through a detailed process description of our project. The landfill gas received from Vancouver landfill will first go through a biodesulfurization unit to remove the H2S. Each hour, our plant will process roughly 4,600 kilograms per hour of landfill gas, which comprises of 51% methane and up to 1,000 ppmv of H2S. The clean landfill will have a H2S concentration of less than 10 ppmv, and it will be divided into three portions. The first portion will enter a boiler, the second portion will enter the burner side of our steam methane reforming reactor, and the last portion will be our input for this process. Once the main portion enters the SMR reactor along with water, it produces syngas at 750 degrees and 300 psig. This is where the majority of hydrogen is produced. The syngas then goes through a series of heat exchanging units to cool down before it enters the water gas shift reactor at 200 degrees and 260 psig. In this step, the carbon monoxide gets converted into more hydrogen and CO2. When the products come out of the water gas shift reactor, it will require to go through a water knockout to remove all the water before it enters the PSA. We chose a rotary valve PSA, and we are mainly using three adsorbents to extract the hydrogen from the gas composition. They are activated alumina, 13X, and CMS. Through PSA, the process is able to produce 395 kilograms per hour of hydrogen, and the purity can achieve 99.999%. The exhaust from the PSA then enters a mixed matrix membrane to extract the carbon dioxide from the gas mixture. The carbon dioxide will be used as greenhouses for nearby village farms. The waste stream from membrane is then recycled and combined with our second portion of the landfill gas that enters the burner side of our SMR to provide the heat required by the reactor. Some of our biggest environmental impact factors that we have considered for this plant are the H2S and CO regulation. H2S is a colorless and odorless gas that cannot be detected by humans, but it can cause serious health issues if inhaled. In this plant, we have a biodesulfurization unit to meet the environmental requirement, and all operators on site are required to carry H2S sensors. Similar to H2S, CO can have severe effects on humans if one is exposed to the chemical, and so the carbon monoxide concentration is going to be monitored at all times, and routine inspection of equipment will be done in order to prevent leakage or equipment failure. The BC government requires that CO alarms must install to cover the entire plant area, and all operators on site are required to carry a CO sensor. All units for this plant are installed outside. Therefore, the hazardous area classification will be Class 1, Div 2, Group B or D, and all installed electrical equipment must meet the standard. The economic analysis we conducted showed that the CapEx for this plant will be around $111 million. The OPEX is around $32 million per year, which included material and utility cost, operating supplies, total labor cost, supervision, plant overhead, maintenance, taxes and insurance, financing cost, and general expenses. Our main source of revenue came from the hydrogen produced, which can be sold at a price of $10.13 per kilogram. This gives us an annual profit of $1.6 million. Although the plant does generate a profit each year, the initial investment is simply way too much to recover. This is the reason why there are currently no landfill gas to hydrogen facilities in Canada, because they will never be profitable unless they receive subsidies or grants from the government. We do find that in BC, there's the potential of receiving the Clean BC Industry Fund as it provides financial support of up to 90% of eligible costs for qualified projects that reduce emission in BC. And our project can be a great pilot plant because we're not only reducing methane emission, but also producing hydrogen. At last, we would like to thank Dr. Lim, Sergio, as well as the entire Capsule instructor team for their guidance and support over the past year. This concludes our presentation, and now we're open to any questions that you may have.